Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Remaining Faithful in Ministry, 9 Essential Convictions for Every Pastor by John MacArthur. Narrated by Tom Parks. 50 Years of Faithfulness, The Work of the Lord, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. Introduction. 4 successive generations of my immediate ancestors included men who faithfully served the Lord as pastors. 2 of them, my father and grandfather, were still alive and engaged in full-time ministry when I came along, and their steadfast devotion to serving Christ made a lasting impact on me. My grandfather died of cancer while I was still a young boy. I remember vividly that before he became too sick to preach, he had prepared a sermon titled Heavenly Records. His one regret as he lay on his deathbed was that he wasn't going to have an opportunity to preach that last sermon. My dad had copies of the manuscript printed and distributed them at the funeral, so my grandfather preached a sermon on heaven from heaven. My father served the Lord faithfully until he died at the age of 91. I watched and learned from him over the years, literally a lifetime of faithful ministry, and he passed on to me a rich legacy of dedicated ministry. His influence on me is immeasurable. When I enrolled in seminary as a young man, my dad introduced me to Dr. Charles Lee Feinberg, who at the time was the world's leading evangelical authority on Hebrew, Jewish history, and Old Testament studies. Dr. Feinberg grew up as an Orthodox Jew and was trained to be a rabbi before he was converted to Christ. He had a Ph.D. in archaeology and Semitic languages. He loved the scriptures, and he took a particular interest in me. His instruction and encouragement were invaluable to me throughout those years in seminary. So I was richly blessed with a number of close, highly qualified mentors who helped prepare me for ministry. I'm indebted to all of them and deeply grateful for everything they taught me. But when people ask who has been my greatest influence and model for pastoral ministry, I have to say hands down, it is the Apostle Paul. During my earliest years in ministry, I was captivated by the power of his example. I've always seen myself as a kind of latter-day version of Timothy, trying my best, though often frustrated by my own failures, to learn from and emulate Paul, especially his courage, his faithfulness, his deep love for Christ, and his willingness to stand alone.